Hey guys, thank you for listening and tuning in to Oh No Girl podcast. And I have for you today a couple of articles from NYC Post, NYC Post, and TMZ, and Hot 97, and CNN. NYC Post that the subways will close overnight starting on Wednesday is in the news. They will close starting on Wednesday overnight for the coronavirus cleaning. New York's 24/7 subway system will shut up nightly from 11 a.m. to 5 a.m. to facilitate coronavirus cleaning. Governor Cuomo announced today in a historic move. You never had a challenge of disinfecting every train every 24 hours, said Cuomo in an Albany press briefing, a problem he earlier this week directed the MTA to solve. It can best be done by stopping train services from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every night amid a crisis of exploding homelessness and deteriorating conditions in the subway system. Now, I don't know if you guys remember that I had reported back on this, on one of my episodes back in March. I had reported on how I was traveling. It was like 2 weeks after the outbreak, and that was my first time getting back on the subway systems. And I was like kind of afraid because I just didn't want to get infected. But when I traveled the subway systems, you guys, I honestly was going to my daughter's school. And I went the wrong way at first, so I had to get back on the train. Like, I had to do a lot of transferring because I started going the wrong way. But out of transferring and taking three different stopping at three different stations along my route, along the way to get to my daughter's school, I only smelled disinfectant solution in two stations. And then I was saying how that was ridiculous, how they need to do something about the homeless then, because I was afraid that what if they possibly catch the virus and be passing along, because they wasn't covering their mouths, they wasn't covering their nose, they was taking their hands, wiping it up and down the handles that you hold on to. So that was one of my concerns back in March, you guys, when I did one of my episodes called MTA or Homeless Experience Since the Coronavirus Outbreak. It was disgusting then, and having to travel was disgusting. And now seeing this video that the conductor had put up, I know all you people seen that the conductor put up the video with the homeless people taking up carts with their carts. Can you believe that? Taking up carts with their carts and just laying down all over the seats and stuff, and they need a place to stay. So I'm glad that they are all working on something to be done to help the homeless right now during this pandemic and outbreak, because they don't need to be affected other people, and they need to be taken care of as well. So that was from New York City Subway, from nycpost.com. Now, I don't know if y'all heard this news, this breaking news, but this has been reported from TMZ, like I said. Eminem confronted a home intruder in his home. Eminem, everybody know the rapper Eminem, multi-Grammy nominated. I don't know if he won any awards, but y'all all know Eminem out there. We all love Eminem. He's my favorite white rapper. Vanilla Ice used to be my favorite white rapper, but now Eminem is. So Eminem confronts home intruder. Now, this is a bizarre story. It ain't that bizarre, but it's kind of crazy, because it says two of their sources contacted them after posting the story to say when they said security was sleeping, they meant figuratively. They were told his security team was on the front of the property, and the intruder snuck through the back of the house. So while Eminem bodyguards and security is in the front of the house sleeping, the intruder went through the back. According to law enforcement, the suspect, 26-year-old Matthew Davis, Matthew David Hughes used a paving stone to smash a kitchen window and climb inside the house. TMZ were told an alarm went off and it woke Eminem up. And Eminem got up and found the intruder in his living room. The intruder was detained and the guards came running in and grabbed the guy. After the alarm already woke up Eminem. It says Hughes was taken into custody and booked on charge of first-degree home invasion and malice destruction of a building. Both felons. It didn't appear the intruder was trying to steal anything. Seems he wanted a face-to-face with Eminem. Now, that got to be the most bizarre thing these celebrities be going through. Now, Taylor Swift has her a little, she had a little case going right now. Trying to get her stalker to leave her alone. Like, this is serious. Like, these celebrities, right, pay so much money for security and y'all coming to work tired. There's no way you coming to work tired. And it ain't like you work 48 hours straight, no sleep the night before. Or, like, I don't even probably think it's the same security guard from the night before. I think if you have a lot of security, you got to rotate them. I mean, if you hiring it from his firm. You know what I'm saying? So, Eminem needs to hire a new security. And I'm probably sure by now he already did. And, the great thing is he has security, a great security system that set up an alarm. Because he was, his house is on a gated community. His property is within a gated community. So, most people who live in a gated community don't usually have alarms or probably don't even lock their doors because they feel safe because they're in a gated community. Like, that gate gonna keep intruders out. There ain't no gate gonna keep no intruder out. So it's bizarre that he has these security guards around to protect him and the intruder got all the way up to the living area, the living room area of, I'm pretty sure, a big house. And they were only waking up by the alarms, you know? Celebrities have to deal with people trying to invade their privacy all the time. And these stalkers and these people that's invading their privacy be going far beyond the fan status quo. Like, they be doing extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? They be doing the most. They be taking it to the next level of criminal act. And thankfully, a lot of these celebrities, you know, come out with their sanity at the end of this. Because can you just imagine not being able to sleep at night, always wondering, having to see somebody because you're afraid in your own damn home? Pretty sure Eminem wasn't afraid. But then that gets me to thinking, like, isn't it the time when you need that stand your ground rule? You know, when you need a gun to protect yourself? You know, I'm not one for guns. I've always been afraid of guns. I never understood why people needed guns to protect themselves or why the stand your ground rule even really existed. But to know that, you know, people are in danger. Their lives are in danger. You got freaking people trying to get all up in their privacy. You know, you live in a gated community, but he still got inside the gated community. However he got inside the gated community, whatever door person is that's outside of the gated community to let people in should be fired. Like, how he let that damn nigga in? I don't even know. How you get into a gated community? He was trying his hard to see his Eminem. His fan status was high on that day. He was like, I'm going to get into Eminem's house no matter what. And oh no, it cost him 2 felonies. Now he going to jail. I'm glad Eminem was safe. You know, in his own home, he was protected by the alarm, and he was able to capture this intruder, because it could have been really bad for Eminem. He could have ended really bad. What if this intruder really was looking for something, looking to rob him? What if the intruder was just looking to catch a body, just because he wanted to murder somebody on this day? Because people just kill people for no reason all the time. That would have been so horrible that he got all that far and accomplished his goal of killing and taking a life. You see what I'm saying? And the freaking bodyguards and stuff is downstairs sleeping while all this is going on. That's ridiculous. That's something you ain't never hear. You ain't never hear a bodyguard just standing around, not standing around, but sleeping You know, a bodyguard is supposed to be walking around the premises, checking on things and stuff. And, you know, you get close with your bodyguards. You know, these celebrities get close with their bodyguards. They become like family. But you ain't supposed to be sleeping. See, that's what a lie doesn't be drawn. You ain't supposed to be sleeping. Yeah, you my family, but you on a job. You get paid for this. So stand up, walk around my property, and check it out and make sure everything is where it need to be. And nobody's where they shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Protect me. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he had an alarm. Because, like I said, most people do not install alarms on their property, you know? Maybe being awakened by intruders and surprise and whatnot. And that's how killings happen on home invasions. So, shout out to Eminem and his safety and his well-being. I'm glad that he's okay. So, now I come to you with another article from Hot97.com. And it's about Jason Mitchell. Jason Mitchell, you guys, was arrested on drugs and weapon charges. Now, y'all all know Jason Mitchell from Straight Outta Compton, or everybody, I love this show, The Chi. Everybody should know about The Chi. Come on, guys. Right? So, the star was arrested on Wednesday, April 22nd, in Mississippi on drug and weapons charges. Reports state that the 33-year-old is facing 4 felony charges, including possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute, and possession of a weapon. Mitchell reportedly was in possession of a mini Draco AK-47 semi-automatic pistol and a Glock 19. He was taken to Harrison County Jail and later released on bond. Now, I like Jason Mitchell. I loved him in The Chi. I think he did a really good job in his role and playing his character. And I know there was some type of situation on set on the whole Chi, you know, with another co-star. It didn't really work out. And I think he had got fired from the position. I don't really remember all the details, but that did happen, I believe. They believe they, you know, right after the last season, he had got fired. But supposedly, The Chi is supposed to be returning for season 4. I'm going to do an episode on that. Y'all keep your ears out for The Chi. And keep your TV screen for The Chi. Screen to, you know, for the channel for The Chi, the TV show. It's a very good TV show. Jason Mitchell plays in that. So he's arrested on drug and weapon charges, including possession of controlled substance with intent to distribute. Man, now they trying to call a man a drug dealer. Wow, he was a drug dealer, and he's having weapons on, carrying weapons. You know, drug dealers do carry weapons on them. So, allegedly, that's what they trying to report this man as being. And I think he's a very good actor. I think, you know, it's such a sad report to report on such a good actor, like a good actor. Can't speak too much of anything else, but Jason Mitchell, y'all go check that article out. Now, another thing you guys got me scratching my head and wondering is I was reading an article from CNN a few weeks ago when I wasn't recording an episode. That week, the week of I wasn't recording, the week of when I wasn't recording an episode. In Nigeria, you guys, Nigeria woman, 68, gives birth to twins after 4 IVF attempts. Now, when I first read this, when I saw it, at first I was like, I ain't gonna report it. Because this ain't real. But it's CNN, you guys. And it's Africa. And they do things a little bit different in Africa. I ain't never been to Africa. I want to one day, hopefully, get to travel to see Nigeria. But Lagos, Nigeria, and a Nigerian woman has given birth to twins, a boy and a girl, at the age of 68. Now, that's old. There's really complications with older women at that age giving birth to babies, like premature birth, you know, Down syndrome, intellectual disabilities, deformities. I don't know how doctors are okay with. It's like they was experimenting on these old women in Africa, in Nigeria. Let me stop saying in Nigeria. They was like experimenting on these older women, or these old ladies. These are old ladies, 68, 75-year-old women having IVF births. Like, who would say, what doctor in their right mind would say, yeah, I'm going to give you IVF. Yeah, I'm going to want to, you know, and I understand the situation. I'm going to continue with the story. You understand, like, oh, okay,
Minnesota, you put it like that. Yeah, I would help them too. But at the end of the day, it's like they age. I, as a doctor, medically, ethically, morally, I just wouldn't be able to just like be like, yeah, I want to help you have babies. Nah, I'd be like, you're retired. You're already in retirement. You already got your retirement all set up and planned out, and you're acting on your retirement. So why I would have to, they'd be telling you to be compassionate, but I don't know about that. To a patient walking in to go, I'm 75, I want to have a baby. Help me have a baby. I don't know. So Margaret Adenuga went through three previous IVF procedures before finally having twins. Her husband, Noah Adenuga, 77, told CNN the couple, who married in 1974, had long desired to have a child of their own. See, that breaks my heart. Now, as a doctor, morally, that would tear my heartstrings, and I would have to oblige to help this couple have a baby. So they've been together since 1974, and they always long to have a baby. For whatever reason, they couldn't conceive. Adenuga said they never gave up, even after the failed attempts. The babies were delivered via cesarean section at 37 weeks last Tuesday at Logos University Tech Teaching Hospital, Duluth. But the hospital only recently made the news public to give the first-time mother time to recuperate, it said. Dr. Adeyemi Okunwa, I'm probably pronouncing his name all wrong, who delivered the babies, told CNN a specialist team was assembled at the hospital to monitor the pregnancy because of her age. Of course, she's going to need monitoring because of her age. I'm surprised that she ain't had no underlying condition being so old. Some old people need pacemakers and stuff, so I'm surprised that she didn't have no heart problems and stuff like that and like that. But let's continue on with the story, because this is a very good story. As an elderly woman and a first-time mother, it was a high-risk pregnancy, and also because she was going to have twins, but we were able to manage her pregnancy to term, Okunwa told CNN. He sounded very confident in his skills. She was old, but we had this. We had the whole situation monitored. Was no need to worry. We kept her monitored. We kept on the monitor. We monitor every day, every week, everybody. I wanted to monitor her whole entire pregnancy. Like, you go to the doctor, every trimester. So, like, every 2 to 3 weeks at first, and then every 4 to 5 weeks or something like that. But I wonder if, like, they made her come in, like, even more consecutively back to back because she was older and about to give birth to twins. Like, did she have to, what was her situation? Did she need a collage for that old vagina? Some people who, have problems with deliveries, they have to have a collage, have their vagina sewed together. Women, you ladies out there know what I'm talking about. Have to have their vagina sewed together to carry their baby the full term. Did that lady have to go through that? Like, she sound like she just had a miraculous IVF. Even after failed attempts, now she says she had failed attempts. Even after these failed attempts, it seemed like her pregnancy went smooth, her delivery was smooth. This lady was a superwoman at 68 years old. She didn't have no problems, which is a great thing, because they usually do. Okunwa said, even though older women are able to conceive through IVF, which I didn't know, I thought they don't give that to you after a certain age. I thought after like 59, 62, you're done with that. Like, but scientists and facts have shown that people at that age still be having giving birth, especially through IVF. That IVF is a motherfucker. Niggas out here giving. Having babies that was other than been very fertile, they out here making miracles happen. IVF, give it up to the IVF medicine treatments and for the ladies out here. It's good miracle work. So, right then, last year, a 73-year-old woman in India was safely delivered of twin girls after she conceived through IVF as well, and is reported to be the oldest person to give birth at that age. Last year, 2019, a 70-year-old Indian woman safely delivered twins. And even though older women are able to conceive through IVF, doctors must lay bare the medical risk associated with being pregnant at that age. There are age-related medical complications that come with being pregnant at that age, such as baby being born premature, as I said. And he said, she's lucky, but many may succumb to other complications during or after having a baby. Now, you don't need to be 65, 68, 75 to succumb to complications after delivery, because people have succumbed to complications after delivery in their 30s, in their early 40s, giving birth. So, yeah, guys, that is my story. Those are my stories. And I wanted to go into a little bit about what I've been up to, you guys. So, I have been doing a lot of research because I'm still trying to come together with a business plan to start my small business. So, I've been doing a lot of research with the Small Business Association on their website, doing their small business course, which is 13 courses. And you have to pass a quiz, like an assessment quiz after each course. And if you don't pass that, then you don't get to make your business plan. They won't help you. Won't move on to the next course. So over the last couple of weeks, I've been doing that. I've been doing research to start my business plan. So I've been busy online searching a lot of hours online searching to help myself do my business plan and plan for my business adventures. Then I had got accepted into an institute to go back to school for PSR training as patient service representative, basically the front lines of any facility or hospital, like the reception, the medical assistant. You know, I already have background in medical assistant. I'm not going there for medical assistant. I'm going there to do other things in the office and a healthcare facility in the healthcare sector. So I'm going there to learn more stuff. So I've been doing online learning lately, and it's been good. I like it. I'm excited because I really wanted to get into this school. I thought I wasn't going to get in at first. I was very determined to get into this school. I wasn't taking no for an answer because I did get denied into the school at first. After taking the initial orientation and assessment test, I had initially got denied to get into the school. But then, with my persistency, I kept going. I wasn't taking no for an answer, so I kept going and kept going. And somebody answered me, and then they said, "Oh, Miss Campos, you're available to get into the school." I was so excited because at first I was really heartbroken that I couldn't get in. I was crying. I wasn't taking no for an answer. So now I'm into the school that I want because I feel like this school is on my path to me getting into the healthcare sector. You know, I went through the medical assistant way, and then I went back to A to do the administrative way, and now I'm going to another school to do PSR, a different way to get to the healthcare sector. I love healthcare. I love interacting with patients and the staff. So I'm going back to do that without having to do 4 years and get my bachelor's. I plan on doing that, but I want to do this first because this is what I really want to do. And then I will go and back 4 more years if I want. So I've been doing that. So you guys, leave me a message and let me know what you guys think. And tomorrow is Friday. So my schedule for school is Monday through Friday. You guys, I won't be able to post as much as I would like. But I will do something every Wednesday morning before I start my class. And then I will do something over the weekend. So those are my free times, and that's the time I'm going to be recording. So I'll see you over the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you for listening to Oh No Girl podcast. Enjoy your weekend.